Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for joining me for this time where we connect with God. The first thing we do for Lectio is to get into a comfortable position where your body can be relaxed and yet your mind can stay alert. If you need to take some big cleansing breaths, go ahead and do that to get some of the anxiety of living everyday lives out of your system so that you can settle in and connect with God. So take a few moments to get settled and comfortable, and then we'll start. Jesus, we offer these moments to you. Help us to hear you. Help us to know you. Transform us to become more like you. For Lectio, we read the scripture three times, and after each scripture reading, I will hold 2.5 or so minutes of silence for you to notice God. So you don't have to try to notice him when I'm talking. But if you do, that's great. Notice him and not me. After the first reading, while I'm reading it and afterwards, notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you. Something that you notice. This is God's word for you today. He's offering it to you. You don't have to search for something. It doesn't have to have anything to do particularly with the story. It's the word that's going to begin this conversation that God's going to have with you. And your word may be completely different than my word because he's having a completely different conversation with you than with me. So our scripture today is from John chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. And again, notice anything that you notice. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed three and a half miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
Thank you.
I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And this time our keyword is connect. So you're going to notice how the word or phrase connects to your life. You can use your imagination. You can think through your memories. You can use your senses. This is God again. He's directing. And so he's going to bring those memories to mind or help you make those connections. You don't have to do it on your own. And also, I did want to say that if you get to, you've kind of reached as far as you can with that thought, like you've connected this scripture as much as you can, these words or phrases, then just rest and wait with God. He just longs to be with you. He doesn't always want to talk to you. Sometimes he just wants to be with you. So if you don't worry, if you just rest with him, that is a huge success. John 6:16-21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time in the quiet, listen for an invitation from God. He's not going to force you to do things, but he is going to invite you to be transformed, to be more like him. That will make a difference in your life and in the lives of the world around you and in the kingdom. John 6:16-21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had yet to join them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Now the time for noticing and connecting and being invited is done, and it is time to just settle and rest in God's presence. So in these next few moments, just rest with Him. Be enveloped with God's presence and with His peace, and remember that you are loved, not because of anything you do or don't do, but because of who God is and whose you are, which is God's. So rest in this presence, breathe Him in, and feel His presence just surrounding you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, or even keep a list of what God invited you to. If you kept a list for 10 lectios, you would have 10 things that God invited you to do or to be. And you could look back on that and remind ourselves that we connected with the God of the universe. How incredible is that? By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.